Tom just had to pick and choose, and unfortunately, this game I wasn't on the picking end. You know, but twice.
You should find a way to get into that slot or something.
Yeah, I might need to get in the slot or probably the tight end with Gronk at seeking a lineup. But not that overall, man.
You a little miscommunication on one down the sideline. Looked like he thought it was
That was something that you know, I think meant Tom. I should have spoke to Tom about before I ran that route. I felt like the guy was sitting underneath me on the route, and where he threw it is where I was supposed to be at.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got up on the guy, I thought I was, you know, ahead of him. Sometimes, I was climbing on him.
Sometimes you get caught in that gray area.
Yeah, it was one of the plays. As soon as I came off the ball, I was like, all right, there's no way I'm going to stop on this one. And, you know, I thought the chance of him seeing me, he would have saw me. But I kind of put him in a bind by what I did. You know, so that was my fault.
So you guys talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it afterwards.
But it wasn't like the discussion that he had with Bill O'Brien on the sidelines. It wasn't as animated as that one.
Yeah, it was close to it. You know, because I want to get my guy that catch.
You tried to pull Tom out of that little discussion, too, I noticed. Exactly. You were right there trying to
front row seat. Who you think would have won that?
All of us, because I think everybody would have jumped in. Some guys on Billy's side, some guys on Tom's side. It was just been a big brawl.
That
stuff happens.
Yeah.
You know, we all in it. We're on the same team. We're all in it for the same goal. You know, guys just got a lot of emotions tied up into it, man. And you see how fast it ended. You know, the guys talked about it. I'm sure those two handled it like professionals.
Do we get a glimpse of something that happens maybe more often than we get a chance to see between O'Brien and Brady? It seemed like two fiery guys.
I don't know. Because, I mean, what you all saw is what we see. You know, because they meet together a lot more than we do. You know, so...
Did you get a chance to see Pepper Johnson and
no, I heard
and Albert Haynes?
No,
I would have paid to watch that one.
What happened on that one?
I don't know, but they didn't show that one on the sideline. I don't believe, but they showed Bill stepping in and separating that one too.
I know, the ratings went up, man. Who was that? CBS. Was CBS it? Televised that game, huh?
Yeah.
So they're doing great now.
It seemed like it was like a frustration from Tom, kind of maybe all day. You could see there was some passes that maybe were accustomed to him not maybe missing or whatever. You feel that offensively? Is there some added pressure out there for you guys?
There's no pressure. I know the thing is just, you know, especially when a time like this in the game, that the situation that we was in, you know, we want to capitalize on certain things. And, you know, overall some missed passes here and there, and then, you know, the interception in the end zone. You know, we really needed that touchdown, you know, at that point of the game. You know, it was a situational play. You know, we harp on not throwing picks in the red area. You know, the receiver could have did things different. Tom could have did things different. You know, we all can say that after the play happens. You know, but before that, hey, it was a good play call. We just didn't execute a play.
Yeah. And then you go back and watch it, and Tack Bronco say, well, maybe I could have came down here a little more. Tom said, I maybe could have threw a little bit higher and a little bit farther inside.
Exactly.
Those types of things.
That stuff, it happens after play every time. You know, it's just all about talking and communicating, in which we didn't want it to flare that way. But
how much of what you think Billy O did? Because I saw Tom say something, and then Billy O responded to it, and it wasn't what Tom wanted to hear, I guess.
And then you see
Tom's face kind of go, undercut, you know? And you saw that happen. How much of that was Billy O kind of taking care of Tyquan? Because Tom said something to Tyquan, and then Billy O said something to Tom.
Right.
And you don't want your receiver to lose his confidence. He's got a kid that's working hard.
Right, he's working hard. He's working hard. And like you said, we both know, once as receivers, we look at the film like, man, I should have did this.
Yeah.
You know, and Tom would say, hey, well, I should have, you know, that was my fault. I just think the timing of it and then the way the game was flowing, because we had so much momentum, if we would have scored, we would have pretty much put the game away. But then now we're giving back the ball. There's a chance that, hey, these guys tie the game. So now this is where the emotions kicks in at now. Hey, you guys, you experienced coaches, we can't make those type of mistakes. Yeah. And I think that's where the
How much of that was Billy O taking Billy Owen, one?
I can't say.
Yeah.
I honestly can't say if it was him doing that or just him, you know, Billy kind of frustrated that we needed that touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, or some points.
Because it kind of seemed like to me that Tom might have said, you know, Tyquan, you can't get undercut. And Billy O might have been like, you should throw it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He wasn't the first read anyway, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me.
Right.
You got to stick up for the wide receivers. Yeah.
Who, Billy O?
Yeah,
he's a great coordinator. He's a great one. You know, at the same time, you know, Tom's a great quarterback, and he knows when to say it and when not to say things. Hey, that was my fault or this and that.
What's the ceiling of a guy like Rob Gronkowski? I mean, because every week it's – put two on the board. Like we joke, 15 touchdowns now. He'd probably get 20 before three more games. He's averaging two a game.
Exactly.
What is the ceiling with this guy?
It's unbelievable. It's amazing to see him.
What's he like in the weight room, man? Because he is a beast, man.
He's phenomenal. I mean, period, across the board.
He looks like he's fun to be around.
You would enjoy him more.
Did he jump in the
football
stands?
Field.
Did he jump in the stands, do a Lambo leap and walk
Nah. I think he thought about it, but he didn't do it.
Well, you know what? He jumped into a Patriots fan. He jumped up and he gave the ball to a Patriots fan. When he scored one of those touchdowns, he jumped into the stands.
he probably had no idea.
You don't have a clue, man. Yeah. This guy's just all over the place. He's having more fun.
He doesn't even know what he's doing right now.
And
that's why I like the guy. I like him because he's scoring a bunch of touchdowns.
He's
a good football player.
Game.
But when you listen to the guy talk and give interviews, you just love him even more because he has no idea what he's accomplishing now.
And what he's going to do in the future.
I love the idea Deion says, hey, you'd have more fun with him off the field. Dude, we follow him on Twitter. We've seen the pictures of him and B.B. Jones. We know this guy's a fun guy to hang out with.
Not that part of the field.
Oh, not that part? Speaking of real quick, how was the field yesterday? Played Army-Navy the day before. They kept the Navy-Army. And from a TV perspective, the field looked bad.
Yeah.
How did it play? Was it that bad?
You know what? It wasn't as bad as it looked because it looked very bad. Mm. I mean, it was terrible. I don't think that was the worst field that we done played on, but it wasn't the best in playing condition.
Some of those old Foxborough Stadium fields.
Yeah.
60 minutes of football and 8,000 cadets on the field at one point.
Yes.
Holy cow.
And then we played less than 24 hours after the game on that same field. So it wasn't the best playing condition, but, hey, it's football.
Hey, I don't know how religious you are.
Yeah.
But you're going to Denver this week.
Yep.
So, you know, you're going to see Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the end of that game. Was it just it seems like his own players. I mean, Champ Bailey's like, I don't know what's happening here, but it's going on. You guys watch those and just sit there and say, actually, what do we got up here?
Yeah,
breaking news.
Todd Haley fired at Kansas City. Deion's giving a wow. He made him turn around. Look at that.
Breaking news.
We can talk about Haley. Yeah. I'm going to get your thoughts Tim Tebow, though, real quick.
Great player, man. Hey, this is what the game about. You know, everybody harp on what type of quarterback this guy is and what he can't do. He's 7-1.
Yeah.
He's 7-1 season been starting. That's the only thing that's important.
Do you think with what's happening, you think other teams like the Bears are sitting there in a tight game going, what's going to happen next? Because they're watching on TV, and Barry Barber's throwing the ball all over the place. He doesn't go out of bounds. It's
I like Marion Barber, too, man, because he runs hard, man.
Yeah.
You got to hold on to the football. You got to stay in
bounds.
I think he's a good player. And just hard lessons learned for a guy that's been around the NFL for seven, 8 years.
If he didn't fumble, you knew Robbie Gould was going to miss the kick anyway. I mean, it's just the way it is.
He was going to make it or miss it.
He's going to miss it. He's going against Tebow.
Not in Denver.
Robbie Gould.
In that case, in that case, he probably would have missed it.
Yeah, if Adam Vinatieri wasn't who he was in New England, Robbie Gould probably would have took his job from him that year. But Adam was who he was. Robbie Gould was pretty good.
He's a good kicker.
He's good.
He's a good kicker. Yeah, we do remember that guy.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Yeah,
talk about it all the time.
Yeah, that's the one where Bill said, "Are you tired yet?"
Yeah,
keep running.
Now
you're tired now. Yep. Well, you're not running. You ain't not in shape. Keep running. So
that's the Robbie Gould.
He was a rookie that year.
Yep.
And Bill was just messing with them because they were all running, and he kept asking them, "Were they tired?" And he said yes, and then Bill was like, "Well, you know,
it was a rookie
skit. Running.
It was because these guys,
forced
us to talk. Yeah, Troy, Willie, hey, y'all do skits on the coaches. All right, cool." We go into the skits in the next morning.
I think Robbie did Belichick or something like that. Yeah.
Get them rookies on the line.
So the coaches didn't know anything about it. They just set you up pretty good.
It was funny.
You ran them to death.
Is this your fault? What was your set up?
Whatever answer they gave was the wrong answer.
I want to know, what was Deion's skit?
No, we did it as a group.
Oh, it was a group.
Which coach were you?
We got on everybody. I mean, all the coaches.
And you thought it was understood. This is something that happens.
Well, yeah, because we don't know. You know, but these guys know that we're going to get punished. The next day, they didn't think not to that extent, but they gave it to us. So,
she kept running.
Yeah, and then the next day, hey, do some more skits on the coaches. Okay.
Because Bill gave him a warning.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough about the coaches stuff, you know. They came back the next day with the coaches skit. And
what's the trick he uses with running? Troy, what does he do? He says,
he said, guys on the line. He's like, guys, you tired yet? No.
Nah.
Well, that means you're not in shape.
Right.
Whatever it was.
Keep running fast enough.
Yep. You ain't running hard enough if you're not tired. If you're tired, you know, you're not in shape.
There was no right answer.
Are you ready to give, Lou mentioned Tebow. Yeah. It's Tebow week, man. Are you ready for what it's going to be? You're going to have reporters that you speak to every week. You're going to get as many Tebow questions as you've gotten about opposing quarterback all year. He's the talk of the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves it. He deserves it. Now we just got to go out and play our game. We can't worry about the Tebow week and all the other stuff. The game will be Sunday at what? 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
I think two o'clock their time now.
Yeah,
thank God it wasn't a flex game. At night.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Don't want that.
They tried that. Yeah.
Is there anything behind the Denver thing when you play out there?
Nah.
As far as the air, as far as you getting tired late.
Nope.
You don't even feel it.
Nope.
All right.
Breathe straight.
Yeah, you
oxygen mask.
No choice. Yeah, I got it at home, so I'm good.
You tell Tom a little more than two targets. Let's go figure this thing out.
Hey. No, I mean if we win, I think.
Stop letting Gronkowski chase records. It's
I
my time.
I think I'll be okay if we win.
Here's what worries me about Denver right now. Gives you a defense. The defense is trying to get better.
Right.
Another aspect of the game to worry about. You got the T-boy effect right now. You got the whole, is it the Wildcat they run or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Urlacher came out and said we got beat by a good running back this week.
That's what he said.
Hey, yeah.
Man.
Then the week before, somebody said that.
Right, they keep saying it, but the guy keeps winning, though.
They can't throw.
That's what it's about, though.
Hopefully, Deion won't be saying we got beat by a quarterback that doesn't do anything but win games, you know? But, no, seriously. I mean, that bothers me that your defense got Slater and all those guys, but having to get ready for now you have to account for guys, people when they run this.
It's unconventional.
Yeah, you got to account for the running back that's coming around and Tebow, you know, keeping the ball on the pitch,
right?
All these things, and then he can pull it back and still throw the football. That worries me about this defense that's kind of put together right now.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure you know Coach Belichick is in there right now, and he's gonna do everything he can to get these guys ready for whatever this team throw at us. Because I'm pretty sure by now, you know, we've seen everything just about to a T. Now, there's going to be a couple wrinkles here and there that they may do to us and which we got to be prepared for.
No.
But at the same time, on the offensive side of the ball, we got to put points on the board to kind of, you know what I'm saying, erase some of those factors.
Now, you guys you separate that. I know you guys are a team. You win as a team, you lose as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I asked you before, pressure of going out there and having to perform. Do you really just look at it as just, we got to do our job. We're the offense. You can't affect the defense, but that's got to be adding a little pressure. I mean, you guys defensively are giving up some points, giving up some yards.
Well, I think overall, if we do our job, I think we'll be okay. You know, our defense has been playing great. You know, we take everything that they give us, turnovers and all. Now, trust me, at the same time, we're not playing balls out on offense either. You know, we get the ball at the 30, 40-yard line and don't get any points out of it, you know, off turnovers and things like that. But I think overall, if we take care of our business on offense, we'll be okay.
Last one for me, defensively, I never asked you to rank the cornerbacks you go against, but Champ Bailey's been doing this a long time in Denver. Is he in that top group of guys that you face
he's
as
in
a
top
receiver?
Group. He's in the top group. I mean, that guy, he's a phenomenal player. Great player, smart guy. Smart guy. Yep.
D'Angelo Hall's not a smart guy.
He's in our group.
Throwing the flag. No. You can't throw the flag. What is he doing?
What you think?
D'Angelo Hall, man. He's one of those guys. I don't know. He got all those muscles and everything.
Yeah.
He just comes out and just does it. He does D-U-M things.
Yeah.
There it is.
And you know,
the D-U-M. Watchers,
Gronk. If I remember correctly, Deion was the one that got this guy out of Atlanta.
He absolutely
torched the guy in Atlanta, man. Torched him. He had one of his biggest days as a professional.
That was
against D'Angelo Hall.
Yeah, that's at home, man.
And he got that guy shipped out there.
That was good.
Yeah,
this guy.
Yeah, I remember.
Man, so man, you remember that, don't you?
I remember.
This guy don't remember.
Big D'Angelo Hall move his family. He had to leave Atlanta. They got rid of him.
I think he was ready to go anyway. I think he's ready to go.
It's our conversation with Deion Branch. Deion, we appreciate it, man.
Deion, I hope I'm not sitting here next week and talking about Tim Tebow throwing for 300 against the Patriots defense.
Me too.
And hope
I know you 3-4 too. Yes.
You got a little.
Last time you went Denver, you had a huge game too, I believe.
Yeah, that was a
playoff game.
Yeah, but we don't want it to end that way.
Yeah, here's we don't
little,
want to end that way.
Yeah, we'll take the win.
Here's a little touchdown tip dance for you. Give me a Tebow.
Tebow, how you?
His little Tebow.
How
win.
Do you
know,
do that
he gets
one?
Down there.
I'll show him the Tebow.
I'll show you the Tebow.
Show
thing
him the Tebow
there.
On the break.
I'll show you the Tebow on the break.
I'm not doing
I
that.
Tebow.
No, that may be a curse. I'm not doing that one.